We're a week before Purim. And it's obvious that we're all in that mindset. Thinking about Purim, thinking about what our Purim is going to look like. And in every year, it's very important to plan properly before Purim. Because it's a short day. It's a busy day. I remember my first Purim in Eretz Yisrael when I was a bacher. So I had all these mega grand plans of going to every person that I know in Yerushalayim and deliver to them Mishloach Manos. And no one told me that to get from one block to the next, the bus takes 4 hours. So it ruined all my plans. I learned for the future. You have to realistic planning beforehand in order to get the utmost, the tremendous heights that we could reach on Purim. So we're thinking, of course, about the mitzvahs of the day, Megillah, that we're going to hear the Megillah, we're going to come in on time to shul, we're going to have a Megillah with us to be able to look at. We're thinking about Mishloach Manos, who are we going to give to, how much are we going to give to, buying, preparing, Matanos Levyonim. Theoretically, you could do that beforehand. You could give the money to Rav Gil or other people that are collecting. We'll hand it on that day. The Suda, where we're going for the Suda, how long we're planning to stay at the Suda, whatever it is, all those things have to be thought about very properly beforehand. This year, even more so. Because this year, in Yerushalayim, it falls out in Erev Shabbos. The day becomes even shorter. We have a new thing that we have to add to our list of preparations. And that is, how am I going to get to the place that I have to get ready for Shabbos? Right? Shabbos isn't off this year. It's the same special Shabbos that we could have every single week. And therefore, that's another thing that has to be thought about, thrown into the pot, to our preparations for this special day. And then there's another thing. There's another mitzvah that totally gets forgotten about by many, not everyone, but by many, even though it's a super important, special mitzvah on Purim, different than every other day. This is a mitzvah that we do every day, but on Purim, it takes on a whole new meaning. And that is the mitzvah of learning Torah. The Ramchal writes, this is a very fascinating statement of the Ramchal. In Derech Hashem, he gives you two lines about every single yantiv. What is the meaning? What is the essence of the day? You can read it for Pesach. You don't have to read mega, big, huge books to understand the essence of Pesach. One paragraph in the Derech Hashem, translated nicely into English, and you know exactly what the essence of the day is. And it says, in Chanukah Purim, when it comes to Purim, he says, Upurim. Le'inyan hatzalasam shel Yisrael begalus bavel. We were saved in the exile. Hashem saved us. We become eradicated. We were saved. That's important. That's part of the essence of the day. V'chazaras kabbalas haTorah. And the Bnei Yisrael again renewed their commitment. They re-accepted the Torah. Shechazu v'kibbul aleim la'olam. From then they accepted it forever, like the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Hadar kiblua bimei Achashverosh. That's the only thing he highlights. The fact that we were saved, we're so happy, we have a karas atov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we were saved from becoming eradicated, and the fact that we accepted the Torah. We retook the Torah, which is a whole idea in itself why that happened on Purim, but on Purim, Bnei Yisrael, we accepted the Torah again. Shulchan Aruch says, in Sim Tafresh Sadi Hei, that on Purim, there's a minhag to wear Shabbos clothing. Believe it or not, to wear your Shabbos and Yom Tov clothing on Purim. And the Chidah explains what's the reason for that. Because it's the day that we accepted the Torah again. Just like on Shavuos is a Yom Tov, you wear your Yom Tov clothing. Purim also is a day, a special day where we accepted the Torah. So we wear special clothing for the special day that we accepted the Torah. It's a highlight. It's one of the main points of the day. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that when Haman was coming towards Mordechai to bring him to ride on the horse, he started approaching, and Mordechai was learning Torah with his Talmidim. And he said, careful, this guy's going to come kill us. So Mordechai started davening very, very hard. And Haman went over to him and said, what are you guys doing just now? Oh, we were learning Torah. What were you learning about? We were learning about the Karban Mincha, the Kmitza, the service that was done with the Karban Mincha that we would do in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we would perform this avoda, when we would do this service with the Karban, we would be clean of our averos. And he said, your learning of the Torah, of this topic, countered the thousands of kesef, of money that I was going to give to Ahasuerus to bribe him to let me kill the Jewish people. Because of your learning of the Torah, now I'm not going to be able to be successful in killing out the Jewish people. The learning Torah, even in Purim itself, besides that we accepted the Torah again, the learning of the Torah was a force that countered the people that wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And therefore, while we learn Torah every single day, but to learn Torah on Purim, and we learn Torah on Shavuos when we accepted the Torah, of course, we should be learning Torah on Purim. But it's so hard. There's so many things to do. Short day, Shabbos, all those mitzvahs that we mentioned before. How are we supposed to do it? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, the story from the Navi, that Yoshua was about to fight against Yericho, was about to conquer Yericho, and a malach came to meet Yoshua. And Yoshua said, which team are you from? Didn't realize, recognize right away that it's a malach. Are you on our team? Or Litzarenu? Are you Lanu? Are you part of us? Or Litzarenu for our enemy? Which side are you from? So the malach answered, Ata Bati, I came for now. Interesting dialogue. And the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Megillah that Yoshua was asking a much deeper question. Are you coming to punish me for not learning Torah because I was so busy with the war? And it says Torah Tziva Lanu, Moshe. That's what he meant in hinting with the word Lanu. Or are you coming to get me for not bringing the Karban Tamid? Because the Karban Tamid was something that protected us from our enemies. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. Answers the Malach, I came for Ata. I came to get you, to punish you, for not learning the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'ata kisvu lachem es ashir ezos, referring to the Torah. Okay. But the Panovich Rav asked the following question on Tosfos. He says, Yoshua gave a choice. Are you coming because of Torah tziva lanu, Moshe? You coming to get me for bittul Torah, for not learning Torah? Because I was so busy preparing for the war? Or litzarenu, because of the Karban Tamid? So the answer was for the Torah. What should have been the answer? Lanu. I'm coming for Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The Malach gave a different pasuk. Va'ata kisvu lachem es ashir ezos, that the Torah should be a song for you. Why the change in the pasuk? Just say, I'm coming to get you for bittul Torah, for not learning the Torah. So the Panovich Rav said a beautiful, beautiful idea. He said, this was the war. He was in war. He was about to fight Yericho. He had to think the plans. How are we going to do it? What's going to be? He was very busy. He didn't have to learn Torah. He was exempt from learning Torah because he was so busy with so many other obligations. So he said, you know what? I'm not coming to you because Torah tziva lanu Moshe, because you're commanded to learn the Torah. That's not why I'm coming. I'm coming because v'ata kisvu lachem es ashir ezos. The Torah isn't just a commandment, it's a song. Even when you're busy, even when you're driving a car, even when you're in the shower, people are whistling and singing, right? People, even when they're busy doing other things, for some reason, they're always able to sing a song. To listen to music, sing a song, that is not a contradiction to other things that they're involved in. So the Malach said, you know what, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, you're exempt. You're commanded, but you were busy. You were saving the Jewish people, conquering Eretz Yisrael. You're exempt. The reason I'm coming to you is because Yoshua, even if you're busy, even if you're of other obligations involved, if you thought of the Torah to be a song, if it's a shira, if you looked at the Torah to be something enjoyable, exciting, then no matter how hard, no matter how much you have on your plate, you'll always be able to find time to learn Torah. And that is something that we have to try to tap into. Is the Torah something exciting for us? Just Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down in one of the Sfarim, the Reb Chaim Kineski said that the Balaturim, it's a fascinating parish on the Chumash, he wrote his parish on Purim, on the night of Purim, to give it to as Mishloach Manos to his father. And Reb Chaim Kineski himself, one of his Sfarim, called the Siach HaSada, he finished on Purim in order to give his father the stipler gaon as a present for Mishloach Manos. And the time of the Kra, Reb Chaim Kineski's Sefer on Nach, Tanach, there's a major part on Megillas Esther. They asked him, why is so much on Megillas Esther? Not in everything, because on Purim, that's all I do is Megillas Esther and write the Sefer time of the Kra. And the first volume, the first edition that came out, I think they're up to number 9 now, the first volume that came out, I gave to my father as Mishloach Manos on Purim. And then it brings down, what was Reb Chaim Kineski's Mishloach Manos to Rashach? You can imagine, you know, what was Rashach eating? Like, what type of food did he need? So, it says over here, that he wrote down one question that he had on every single Masecht of Shas, starting from Brachos through Zeraim, all the way up to Baba Basra. One question every Masechta. He said, this is for you, for the Simchas Purim. And Rashach said, he had a smile ear to ear. Gave him so much simcha. Torah is integral to Purim. It's part of Purim. He gave us simcha. And that needs even more preparation beforehand to figure out how we're going to fit in our Torah learning to Purim. And there's one more added idea. And that is quoted from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes in his drasha, it says as follows, Kibalti Merebi Harav Mendela Lilig Zecher Tzadik Levracha Shehaya Rav in Frankfurt Aman Shekibel Mehagon Baal Shev Yaakov Shekol Ha'osik B'Torah Bein Megillah Delilah U'Megillah Deyoma. Anyone who is osik in the learning of Torah between the Megillah of night and the Megillah of the morning, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba, guaranteed Olam Haba. Someone who learns Torah on Purim, between Megillah and Megillah, guaranteed Olam Haba. So wow, this is important. This is chashuv. This is one of the highlights of Purim. But it's still very, very difficult. So, I want to introduce a new wave in Eishet Torah. Never done before, I think. As long as I've been here. Not been done before. This is something that's done in other communities. Okay, and that is called Yeshivas Mordechai Yatzadik, a special learning program on Purim. Okay? The way it's going to go is an hour after Megillah at night, between the new upcoming Mesiba, very special festive party that we're going to have, between Megillah and then an hour of learning Torah in the Beis Medrash. Okay? And then another hour. Here it gets a little harder. Either before davening, kol boker as they call it, in the morning, or an hour after. But it has to be straight hour. A straight hour at night, a straight hour by day. Now, I know this is difficult, but of course it's so important, and we should never need any incentive. Why should we need to sing a song? What, I pay you to sing a song? It's ridiculous, right? But we're all human. And therefore, every single person that does it, an hour at night, straight, an hour in the morning, straight, will get on the spot in the morning, 100 shekel. Every single person that does it. Okay? And, I was going to make a joke, I had a joke prepared, that this is being donated by its secret donor, and the joke was that he's so secret that he doesn't even know who he is yet. But, unfortunately or fortunately, at 11:21 a.m., I got an email from someone in America, so either up very late or early in the morning, and I did not even send the request to him. I don't even know the guy. Okay? Someone else forwarded it to him, and he wrote as follows, while 2015 has not quite been super fruitful for me yet, typically the end of the year, okay, I want to partake in this mitzvah and this chus in the hopes of being able to afford it. How should I make out the check? So there's a guy who I don't even know who is sponsoring the entire thing. That means how many people in the yeshiva are going to do it, the sky's the limit. You have to be part of the yeshiva. Don't start bringing the whole rov in, okay? But any member of the yeshiva that will learn an hour at night and an hour in the morning straight in the Beis Medrash will get 100 shekel on the spot. And while we don't need it, this will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. It will show us where our priorities are, what's important to us. We're B'nai Torah, people who learn yeshiva, Kal V'chomer, on Purim, this is how we should be spending our time. And Be'ez Hashem, this will bring a big Kiddush Hashem to the yeshiva and to all of Klal Yisrael.